This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 476 for Thursday, July 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly stronger on Thursday, hitting its highest level since February, as bullish technical signals kept speculators on the buy side. Canola down $3 to up over $16, the most active months all higher. November up $16.30 at $813.80 per ton. Concerns over continued dryness across much of the prairies and the need for end users to secure supplies contributed to the strength, with little precipitation in the long-range forecasts. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, were also supportive, but strength in the Canadian dollar did pressure values somewhat. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures higher, while wheat ending mixed. Soybean futures were thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's losses. The November contract up 42 cents at $13.69 per bushel. Dry Midwestern weather forecasts had traders second-guessing yesterday's bearish USDA production and stocks estimates, with yields unlikely to live up to the lofty expectations of the report. Solid export demand contributed to the gains. The USDA reported weekly export sales of about 300,000 tons of old and new crop business combined, with an additional 315,000 ton sale to Mexico. Corn also due for a correction after yesterday's losses. The September contract up 17 cents at $4.93 per bushel. While there is some rain in the nearby Corn Belt forecast, the longer-range outlooks remain hot and dry, and that kept a weather premium in the market. Weekly U.S. corn export sales topped expectations, with 468,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 470,000 tons for movement next year. Rising production estimates out of Brazil, as they harvest their second corn crop, did temper the upside. Wheat was mixed for most of the day, although most contracts ending higher at the final bell. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the September contract at $8.63 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in September at $8.06 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 7 cents in the September contract at $6.39¾. Concerns over the state of the North American spring wheat crop were supportive, as were anecdotal reports of poor yields for the U.S. winter wheat crop. However, large global supplies did weigh on prices. Tensions in Ukraine remained a feature in the backgrounds of the wheat market, with the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea set to expire soon. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.